Books on Tape presents Tom Clancy's Op Center, Call to Treason. Created by Tom Clancy and Steve Pachenik. Read by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1. Sunday, 9:22 p.m., Georgetown, Washington, D.C. Combat was not easy, but it was easier than this. General Mike Rogers stood with a scotch in his hand, wishing it were a double, and that he were free to slug it down. If he were in a dark saloon with Colonel August or one of his buddies from the Department of Defense, he would. Then he would nurse the sweet buzz with a beer chaser. But he was not with his colleagues. He was at a black tie party in a three-story townhouse on N Street, in the exclusive Georgetown section of Washington, D.C. The first-floor ballroom was crowded with nearly 200 politicians and socialites, attorneys and foreign dignitaries, business leaders and television news executives. They were all gathered in small groups. Though actively engaged with the people nearest them, each individual was also listening to what was being said in the groups around them. Rogers could see it in the way their eyes moved. They always shifted slightly in the direction they were listening. Some of these silver-haired blue bloods possessed recon skills that would be the envy of CIA field ops. On the battlefield, a man knew who the enemy was. At a party like this, alliances could be made and remade during the course of an evening. That was true throughout Washington, but the density of power brokers from so many arenas made it easier here. In combat, a soldier knew when the fight was over. In Washington, the conflict never ended. Even at Op Center, where Rogers was deputy director, friendships were routinely tested by strong differences of opinion over high-stakes operations. Trust was frayed by competition for assignments, and loyalties were challenged.